What is it that you follow? What is it that you like, you follow, and you subscribe to? I was opening up my Amazon account the other day. You got an Amazon account? Yeah, everybody's got an Amazon account. I opened up my Amazon account the other day, and I noticed that I was subscribed to things that I didn't really know I was subscribed to. What am I doing? I'm liking something. I've probably followed something by mistake. I'm subscribed to something without even knowing it. And there's a constant barrage of things out there, especially in the digital age, of things saying, follow this, not that, amen? It's like it's constantly in our heads. My name is Keith Arkham, by the way. I'm your lead pastor here at Palm Harbor. And for the last 3 weeks, we've been talking through the series of faith in the digital age. Pastor Kathy talked on the first week about how we need to constantly refresh our faith, needs a constant refresh. No matter what new things come along, we need to refresh our faith in Jesus Christ. Last week, we talked about even though digital media updates all the time, the teaching that we follow is the teaching of Jesus, and this is a solid rock. And we proclaimed last week that no, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen? Amen. And this week, we are talking about the kind of things that we follow, the kind of things that say to us, follow this, not that. And we're talking about the things that invite us to follow along. Some of you, even today, even using this thing, and I know who hasn't got one of these things, by the way. Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, that just shows you how far along that we are in the digital age, that everybody has one of these things. Now, it's important that we like, that we follow, especially if you want to engage in the hobbies that you have, especially if you want to follow things in your life. Maybe you're passionate about cycling or football or gardening, and you follow it. It says, oh, hey, invite, follow this, and you follow along. You want to be a part of that. You want updates all the time about what's going on in the things that you like. Sometimes we like some things when we're bored scrolling through, and we like things and follow things like we never really thought we were liking, right? Like, well, I don't remember doing that. What the heck was that, you know? And you look at your phone and you think all these updates are coming in. Sometimes we have algorithms that remind us of the things that you like. Keith, here's your Amazon account. In my household, we have a joint Amazon account. All of us buy things on Amazon with the same account. Though my son is subscribed to collectibles, and he likes to collect stuff. So he's following and subscribing to things that every time something new comes up, it lets you know, hey, guess what? You've got a Superman 2 from 1972 figurine that you want, right? Take it. Buy it. It's in your cart. Take it. And every couple of minutes, it updates, sends you algorithms, sends you things that says, like this, follow this. But then there's the next level, isn't there? There's the next level after you've liked and followed. Click, subscribe. Hit the little bell, ding, so that every time that your team is scoring, every time there's a new plant on the market, or every time there's a new toy that you haven't yet bought, it comes up, ding, and it lets you know and comes through on your phone, especially if you have your notifications set up in a way. Especially if you have your phone set up to record your voice or to recognize your voice. The other day, I was talking to my wife about how poorly my soccer team is doing back in England, and my phone immediately sent me updates for hotels and car deals and flights to England to go see my lame team. It's almost like it's listening to you. What we like, what we follow, and what we are subscribed to clearly direct the path of our lives. clearly, the things that we subscribe to help us understand who we really are and who we want to follow. Like, follow, and subscribe. These are really important things for us to consider for our faith in the digital age and help us to understand what it is that we follow. Should we follow this or should we follow that? Now, in the Gospels alone, just in the Gospels, Jesus gives us 27 texts, 27 times when Jesus says like or an invite to follow him. He says follow, and he says subscribe, or rather pursue. Follow me greatly. And one of the first places that he does that is when he calls the tax collector. And this is in Luke chapter 5, verse 27. This is the first text I want us to look at today. Luke 5, 27. So Matthew, Mark, Luke, or you can just look it up on your phone, which you're already looking at. But that's good. Luke 5, 27. Here we go. Later, as Jesus left the town, he saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at his tax collector's booth. Follow me and be my disciple, Jesus said to him. Follow me and be, it's an invite. It's an invite to this one particular person. Now, there is so much in this one verse alone that can tell us about the kind of people that Jesus invites. Jesus is walking along with his disciples, people who were in the club, people who'd already been invited in. And he'd invite these people walking along with him, and all of a sudden, Jesus points at the tax collector and says, follow me. And disciples are like, whoa, what are you doing? Oh, we're not really going, we don't want to go that whole hog. I mean, if you're a tax collector, you were employed by the Romans, but you were a Jew and therefore hated by the Romans at the same time while you're collecting taxes for the Jews. So not only did the Romans hate him, but also the Jews hated the tax collector. And this guy, Levi, was invited into following Jesus. Now, later on, Jesus would say, I have not come for those who don't need a doctor. I've come to heal those who need a doctor. Now, Levi was sick because he was sick of being hated by the Romans and sick of being hated by the Jews. His constant mental, psychological path going around his head, who likes me? Jesus says, come, follow me. That's the first invite that I want to highlight. And there's, like I said, there's 27 texts, but we're going to just do a couple. So he invites the tax man along to be a disciple, invites him to follow him. Another text that I want to highlight is Mark's gospel, Mark chapter 10, verse 21. And a rich man goes to Jesus. A man with a lot of money goes to Jesus. And he says to him, how can I have the same salvation that the disciples have? And he looks at him. Jesus feels genuine love for him. So he's not condemning. He's not giving him the guilt trip. He's not shaming him. He's not fearing him into this relationship. He invites him. He has great love for him. And he says, though, there's still one thing you haven't done. He says, go and sell all your possessions and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then, come and follow me. The importance of this scripture is not to say that this is just a blanket statement for everybody. Go and sell everything. It's the fact that Jesus spent time with this guy and understood what was the very core of his life. He understood that his possessions were important to him. So he says, you must let go all of these first before you can truly follow me. So two types of people so far. We've got the tax man and we've got the rich man. It doesn't stop there. There's lots of other people that Jesus invites. And in John's gospel, in chapter 1, verse 43, Jesus goes to Galilee. Now, Galilee was the place where he did lots of his ministry, and he goes and seeks out this one person. Listen to this. The next day, Jesus decides to go to Galilee. He found Philip. This is John chapter 1, verse 43. He says, the next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, come and follow me. Now, Philip, apparently, according to scholars and theologians, Philip had great understanding of when this Messiah would come. He had great understanding of the Old Testament. He had messianic understanding of what would happen. Yet still, he needed an invite from the Messiah himself. Philip, come and follow me. So we got the tax man, the rich man, and the Galilean man are invited to the same thing that you and I are invited to. All sorts of different types of people. So if, you know, Jesus was doing social media, the invite would be the like, just a little like. Doesn't mean you're following, just like a little like. But what do people do when they're invited to follow Jesus? Now, just in the same gospel of Luke, we hear about the people who are fishing out on the Sea of Galilee. And these people would become the disciples and, of course, the apostles later on, the people who sent out to send the gospel message. And this is what happened when they were invited to follow. In verse 11 of chapter 5, he says, as soon as they landed, they left everything and followed Jesus. So they've been invited to follow. And as soon as they landed on the shore with the fishing nets and boats, they left everything to follow him. Now, this is not another blanket statement to say, just leave your house and up and move because Jesus is going to look after you. But this is just what the disciples decided to do. They felt like they needed to leave their nets and follow the rabbi. So geographically, physically, follow this rabbi and follow, of course, his teaching. So those who are going to be disciples decide to drop everything. And what did the tax man do? The tax man left his booth. He had money. He had guaranteed income. And he left his tax booth to follow Jesus. This is like a radical move. Never before had those who were on the Sea of Galilee been invited to follow a rabbi. They weren't smart. They weren't academic. They weren't clever. So they dropped the whole law to follow Jesus, to follow wherever he went. Jesus, of course, did a lot of healing and a lot of ministry in Israel in the 3 years that he was on earth. And he met all sorts of different types of people. Two accounts are of Jesus meeting a blind man. One of them was where he spat on his hands and healed the man who was blind. And this miracle alone is an invite into following Jesus. And what does this blind man do? We see this in Mark's gospel in chapter 10, verse 52. Jesus said, go, for your faith has healed you. So he had faith in Jesus. Go, for your faith has healed you. Instantly the man could see and he followed Jesus down the road. In other gospels, he says he went praising God. And because he was praising God, other people were praising God. Because this guy was once blind and now he could see. And so his praises amplified God and everybody else decided to follow because he was praising God. And when we've been healed, whether it be mentally, whether it be in our emotions, the things that we're feeling and we don't understand them, whether it's in our relationships to other people, family, friends, whether it's physically, our bodies are healing. I spoke to somebody after the last service, like, I'm feeling so much better. Thank you for all your prayers. Thank you for the church's prayers. I'm feeling healed. And whether we're healed spiritually, this is like us deciding, oh, now I know I want to follow Jesus. And this is what the blind man did. In other scriptures, he went walking and leaping and praising God. So these invites to like and to follow help us to follow what really matters. Now, in the digital age, you're probably liking a lot of things. The other day, I realized that I was liking things that I didn't know. And I was scrolling through and I looked on my TV, on the apps. You know, you got to like be subscribed to all the apps now to watch TV as opposed to clicking through like we used to. Yeah, now you got to be subscribed. And I realized that I was following this app that I didn't even use. And it was to the tune of $8.99, which is $108 a year. I wasn't even using it. Right? What we like and follow in the digital age matters. What we like and follow signifies what we want to stay up to date with. And our algorithms will tell us, like, wait a minute, I didn't follow that. And the algorithm's like, yes, you did, you know. And what we like and follow matters. After we've liked and followed it, there's the next step, right? The final step, right? When we subscribe, you hit the bell, ding, yeah. Let me know when that new plant comes on the market, ding. Let me know when that new sports thing comes up, let me know, ding. Let me know when the new Superman from 1982 comes on the market, ding. Going to the subscribe level is a whole new level. How do we subscribe to Jesus' teaching? I mean, it's a big deal when you're a subscriber. And when you're a subscriber, you become a top fan. By the way, I'm the top fan on Facebook at Palm Harbor UMC. If you're not the top fan, try and beat me. Try and go be the top fan. Go on Instagram, like it, all that kind of stuff. We want you to like and subscribe to that. Of course we do. But subscribe is a whole new level of commitment. It's a pursuance. It's pursuing something more than just following. Jesus had people pursuing him. In Mark 15:41, we see that Jesus has women following him, which were on the next level, and they'd been carers for Jesus throughout his time in his ministry, throughout the 3 years. And we know this because they were more than just the kind of people that liked and followed. It says in verse 41 that these women, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, Joseph's wife Salome, they'd been followers of Jesus and had cared for him while he was in Galilee. Many other women who had come with him to Jerusalem were also there. And these women, according to scholars, they not only followed Jesus, but they were like the chief operations people. These people made sure that Jesus was cared for. He had a place to stay, had a place to eat. These people knew what Jesus needed in order to successfully carry out his ministry. These people not only liked, not only followed, but pursued or subscribed to his teaching. They were constantly aware of what Jesus needed. And this is not just to this special group neither that you can be a pursuer. I love the scripture in Luke 9:57. We're going to put that up for you. They're all together. All the women, all the men, all the disciples. They're all walking together, walk around Jerusalem. They can't wait to see what Jesus is going to do next, who he's going to heal, what he's going to say, what one-liners is he going to come out with. And then as he's walking along, anybody said to Jesus, I'll follow you wherever you go. I'll follow you wherever you go because I want to not just like you, not want to follow you, but I want to subscribe. That means that each and every one of you in here is able to subscribe. You don't have to be from some special town. You don't have to be from some special location or a select race or select group of people. Anyone can decide to like, follow, and subscribe to Jesus. Amen? Anyone can follow. And I just love how the randomness of that verse goes. Simon Peter said, "We left our home for you." The tax man leaves the booth for him. The disciples leave their fishing vessels for them. People sell stuff. They take on the full mantle of following Jesus. But how can we subscribe to following Jesus? How can we pursue like the women, like the tax man, like the man from Galilee? How are we the kind of people that can pursue? In John 12, 26, it says, "Anyone who wants to serve me must follow me, because my servants must be where I am, and the Father will honor anyone who serves me." Serving others is the way that we pursue Jesus. If you know this truth in your heart, then you want to serve the least of these. Later on in Matthew 25, Jesus says, "Serve others like you're serving me." If you see someone who is thirsty, in need, who needs feeding, who needs healing, serve them, because when you do that, you are serving me. Later on, at the end of the Gospel of John, at the beginning of the Gospel of John and the final Gospel, when the disciples are asking Jesus, they want to know what's going on. They want to see what he's saying, see what he's doing. And they say to him, "Jesus, can we come with you?" And Jesus turns around to him and says, "What is it that you want?" And that's the question for us today at the end of the series. What is it do you want? Do you want to like Jesus? Do you want to just follow Jesus? Or do you want to hit the bell and subscribe? And that's the question for all of us today. Do we want to follow Jesus? John 1:38 says, "What is it that you want, guys? Do you want a filled life? Do you want a fulfilled life? Then do this." Maybe you have been invited to follow Jesus, and that's why you're here today. Someone invited you along to be a part of the kingdom of God. Maybe you've been a follower. You've always been following Jesus. And maybe you're a subscriber. You've gone the whole hog. You've always been involved in being in and a part of the kingdom of God. Or maybe you need to up your subscription. Maybe you need to pay the $8.99 a month. Maybe there's a serving aspect of your life that would say that now I am subscribing to Jesus. Maybe you're sitting here today and you've never been invited. You felt like the tax man, and that one side hates you and so does the other side, and you're stuck in the middle. You've never been invited to follow Jesus. I want to invite you today. That's my job, to invite you to follow Jesus. And when you follow Jesus, when you are following Jesus, I want you to subscribe like the women. Be fervent in following the scriptures. There's no shame or fear or guilt here. It's an invitation. It's an invitation to follow him and his life. I'm going to ask the people who want to pray with you to come down the front today, and I'll be down here to pray with you. But if you would like to follow Jesus, and this is your first time, there's two things you can do. You can come down the front and pray at the kneelers. You can subscribe as you come here, but I want you to text, because I know you're on your phone. I want you to text follow to this number. We got a slide for you here. Text follow to 383 love. and we can get you connected to your next step, get you subscribed, get you following Jesus in the way that is right for you. I want to invite you to follow Jesus. The kneel is open. We're here to pray with you should you want to pray. But spend some time asking Jesus what you really want. Amen. Amen.